We are engaged in a holy work, and we must not become discouraged or impatient with ourselves. If we have difficulty, let us go back to the first three events and become centered again. Through deep prayer and study and repentance, and through covenant making at the sacrament table every Sabbath day, we will be renewed by the Spirit so that we will continually return to the gospel path and become more and more like our Savior. And as we are integrated into the celestial culture through Christ-like service in our homes, in the church, and in the temple, we will become a Zion people whom God can use to bless His children on both sides of the veil. Willard Richards was a close friend and disciple of the prophet Joseph Smith. He voluntarily accompanied the prophet's brother Hiram and John Taylor to the Carthage jail. He declared his willingness, if the prophet was condemned to death, to take his place. The prophet asked Willard if he would accompany him into a room that was supposed to be safer. Willard responded, "You did not ask me to cross the river with you. You did not ask me to come to Carthage. You did not ask me to come to jail with you. And do you think that I would forsake you now? But I'll tell you what I will do. If you are condemned to be hung for treason, I will be hung in your stead, and you shall go free." Moments later, the mob entered the jail and killed the prophet, but miraculously failed to injure Willard Richards. Willard was a witness to the martyrdom of Joseph and Hiram, giving divine force to their testimony, and he was a calming, peacemaking influence after the terrible tragedy. Willard Richards was my grandfather Richards' grandfather. When I was a young man, prior to my first mission to Great Britain, my grandfather told me that when he was a little boy, his grandfather, Willard Richards, bore testimony to him of the divine mission of Joseph Smith as God's restoring prophet. I remember him adding the words, "I know he did not lie. He told the truth." My grandfather then bore his testimony to me of Joseph Smith, God's restoring prophet. Independent of their testimonies, I too know he told the truth. I know it. I believe that Willard Richards' consecrated testimony and life has blessed his posterity through their faithfulness in ways most of us are unaware of. I express my love to all who listen to this audiobook. I believe in Christ's testimony of you, that you are a literal son or daughter of God with infinite worth and potential, and that you have a significant, entirely unique mission in life and eternity. I testify that as we pay the price to have the gospel restored to us every day, we will gain greater hope in Christ and gradually become more like Him and our Father in heaven.
This concludes this presentation of Six Events, The Restoration Model for Solving Life's Problems by Stephen R. Covey. Recorded and edited by Kenny Hodges. This has been a production of the Deseret Book Audio Library.